Hello, this is Stefan Chavijan with our Generous Life podcast. We hope you've been listening, because if you've been listening for a little bit of time, you will get to know us. You will get to know who the National Christian Foundation of South Florida is. Our desire as we talk about the Generous Life is not only to talk about ourselves, which is always easy to do, but then also invite amazing people that we get to serve. Champions, these amazing heroes that are doing wonderful and amazing things in the community and around the world, expressing their generosity. We talk about invest, equip, and unite. And we talk about these three verticals, knowing that generosity can be expressed in the way you give of your financial resources. That's what we call invest. Equip is how you take your talent. Many of you that are listening are somewhere in the workforce, and you're constantly asking, how do I incorporate my faith and my work in an appropriate way? And those are the things that we do, some of the programs we have with LifeWork Journey and Convene and LifeWork Leadership. And then Unite, how do we actually do it together? How do churches come together, nonprofits come together? How do we actually do this as a community? If you've been listening, our mission is to redefine generosity and reimagine our communities. And I hope that's my brief description of Invest, Equip, Unite helps you understand that. But we've also been working on our values. And values are important. You have values in your own life. You think about your own marriage and your family and your work, and you have these values. Whether you've written them down or not, there are things that are really, really, really important to you. And we have six of them. And today we get to talk about one of them. It's the value of health. And the way we describe that is we say we prioritize the care of our souls and pursue wholeness in all aspects of life with God, ourselves, and others. In other words, health isn't just our physical health. It's not just our financial health, but it's also who we are when no one's looking. It's the inside. It's the part of us that keeps that little, you know, passion going on in our hearts and our minds. And when we start thinking about health, so we, yes, who are we as a healthy person, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and as we come together as the body of Christ. So today I'm joined with my two colleagues, Lori Farquhar, who happens to be the president of NCF South Florida. And then we also have Kelly, and Kelly's here, and she, Kelly Rogers, and she runs our, and helps to run our, what we call our equip vertical. So when you hear about LifeWork Leadership and Convene, Kelly's a part of that. Both of these wonderful colleagues of mine come out of the corporate America, where they were, had wonderful careers, learned a lot, and now we get to benefit from that here at the National Christian Foundation, because they interface with a lot of our business leaders, and they do a fantastic job. So without further ado, maybe I'm going to pass it over to Lori. Maybe unpack a little bit, why did we choose health as one of our core values for NCF South Florida?
Mm-hmm. Well, as we define it, you know, prioritizing the care of our souls, one of the things quickly that can get lost in any type of a business person's life is you're running hard, you're running fast, you're prioritizing everything above your own personal care. Mm. And so prioritizing the care of our souls and pursuing wholeness in all aspects of our life with God, ourselves, and others is something so integral to us as individuals, us as colleagues of NCF South Florida, but also to our communities. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we want to reimagine our communities, and being leaders in that aspect, we want to encourage others to pursue health. And so if we're not doing it ourselves and we don't hold that as a core value amongst our team, then how are we actually going to be providing that to others? And in some of our Invest, Equip, Unite verticals, we really exist to love on and care for our givers in Invest, our business leaders in Equip, and our pastors and ministry leaders in Unite. That's key for us to do what we do every day. So I think that's, to answer your question, mm-hmm. Stefan, that that's the reason that we've prioritized health as one of our six mm-hmm. core values. And so it's interesting having Kelly here today mm-hmm. because I remember when Kelly was actually working at Ultimate Software, I had met her through a Bible study, a women's Bible study. And we connected and kind of went on our ways. And one day I got a phone call from Kelly, and she was, I didn't think about it at the time, but she was really trying to prioritize the care of her soul. And she kept asking me, like, I think God's calling me out of corporate. And I said, no, he's not. He's not calling you out. He's calling you to him, but you can still be called to him and do what you do every day and think about your work as your mission field. And I remember having this conversation with you, Kelly, and basically you said, go ahead.
I don't know what I said.
Oh, you said.
I forgot. I've been doing those things already.
Right. And yes.
Yeah. You told me to, you know, be involved in Bible studies and do volunteer opportunities and use the platform at work to reach people. And I'm like, I've been doing that. Yeah. I've been doing all of those things and finding every Christian and non-Christian at work. And I said, I think that's it, though. I think there's more.
Yeah, she did. So I was making sure that she was spending time in the Word, that she was doing her devotional. She was seeking after God so hard at that point in her career. And for her to pursue that wholeness, it meant stepping out of the corporate world. So tell us a little bit about that transition for you.
Yeah, so it was in the middle of COVID and also in the middle of a merger of Ultimate Software and Kronos, which is now UKG. And so it just caused me to think, what do I do, you know, right now? Do I find another job within UKG? Do I find a job outside of UKG? And then I was like, well, this is an opportunity for me to think about what is my passion and what really excites me. And at that point, I had just become a believer, maybe 2 years before that. And so I was like, you know, it's really my faith. I feel like I talk about my faith all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be able to do work where I can talk about my faith all the time and where I am really, you know, focused on that. So then I learned about this world of nonprofits. I had no idea what a nonprofit was. And so I, you know, went down the path of what does that mean? And I said, well, I don't really want to feed the homeless, although that's worthy and that's good. But I'm like, I don't think that that's what my skill set has, you know, what I've been trained in, my giftings are. And so I said, I don't know what it looks like to work in a nonprofit world. So that's when I found your bio online. And I said, well, this lady has come from corporate America and now she's working at a nonprofit and a faith-based nonprofit. And so I thought, what does that look like for me? And so that's when I reached out to you and found out where my giftings could fit into a nonprofit. And that's where the Convene opportunity came about, which was a perfect opportunity for me.
And we're very fortunate that you said yes. And so we have seen in the last several years, Convene just really grow. We're up to 5 or 6 groups with 50 to 60 members now, and we continue to onboard others. And it's a lot of fun to see something that was an idea actually become something real and people with passion. And the reality is those groups create an environment for people to be healthy. And you know, we can't underestimate as we think about what it means to be a healthy person, because first and foremost, we've all been called to be a representative of God. Our vision statement is that every person reached and restored through the love of Christ. And so it is imperative that we, as outspoken followers of Christ, are healthy, and we're healthy in every aspect of our lives. That old adage, hurt people, and if we as Christians can't be healthy and demonstrate the love of God, then why would anybody else that's not a follower of Christ ever want to be a Christian? So the manner in which we do what we do is so important. And then we're so disappointed, at least I have been, and I would think you all would say the same, when I've seen people that are outspoken followers of Christ not lead healthy lives. And sometimes that's by their own doing. You know, they made a bunch of bad choices, or sometimes it's just a matter of, as Lori mentioned earlier, that, you know, we get busy in lives and just one thing leads to another and we become that proverbial hamster wheel and we lose the why are we who we are. So that's one of the reasons we've made it a core value at NCF, not just with our staff, the way we treat our staff, the way we want to continue to look for ways to treat people that encounter us, but also to anybody who's part of our South Florida family, mm-hmm. Of which we invite you to always be. That's why we did this podcast, is to bring some awareness and attention to not only amazing things that you all are doing throughout this community, but to also attract others to, hey, come and be part of this work that God's doing here in South Florida. So the idea of being healthy people is very, very important, and I couldn't help but say that that starts with your own walk with Christ. And Kelly, one of the things I love about your story is how in your 5-6 years as a new believer, I've seen a curiosity for God, but I've also seen a wonderful maturity. Like you've taken your faith walk very seriously, and God's blessed you with that. And you're also contagious, like you love to tell other people about. And so that's one of the reasons we love having you on our team. So
thank you.
It is my honor to just again thank you, Lori, and also Kelly, both of you as healthy expressions of what it means to be a follower of Christ and be a member of our community. You guys are one of those people that live out our values. And so, again, thank you guys for joining our Generous Life podcast today as we talk about our core values and particularly what it means to have a healthy life. God bless you and have a most wonderful day.